Tiffany asked in another wave of surprise. But you hate your first name.
No, dear. Your father hated my first name, especially the nickname of Winnie. He said it made me sound like a horse. He's the one who insisted I use my middle name of Eleanor. He said Edward and Eleanor sounded better together.
With a wave of her hand and a smile, she sent Mark off for the drink. Tiffany called after Mark.
Bring it in a plastic cup.
Now that your father and I are finally divorced, Winnie said after shooting her daughter a frown, I've taken back my maiden name. I am Winifred Eleanor Wilde again. Winnie, or Win for short, like I was before your father came into my life.
Tiffany and her brother exchanged glances. Then Tiffany said,
You did it officially, Mom, or you're thinking about it.
It's a done deal, Winnie confirmed happily.
It was my 50th birthday present to myself. It became official 3 weeks ago, but I wanted to wait until my birthday to tell you.
Chet shrugged and sat down in a patio chair next to his mother. Lots of women take back their maiden names after a divorce, and I kind of like Winnie. It sounds young and snappy. He grinned at his mother. But we can still call you Mom, right?
Winnie reached over and patted her son's knee.
Of course. That's one name I'll never tire of. That one and Grandma.
After taking a deep breath, Winnie continued with her announcements.
There's more.
She indicated for Tiffany to take another patio chair, which she did.
I'm selling the house, Winnie told them. So if you kids want anything from it, get it while you can. It goes on the market in a few weeks, as soon as I get a few things fixed and painted.
The house? Tiffany asked, in shock again.
But we grew up here.
Yes, Winnie said in a softer voice, seeing her daughter was upset by the news. But you've moved away, as you should, and it's too big for just me.
Where are you going to go, Mom? Chet asked. Are you thinking of buying a condo by the beach or something like that?
Winnie shook her head and accepted the drink Mark delivered to her. It was in a plastic cup. She held it up to him and scowled.
Really, Mark? Like I'm 5 instead of 50.
Mark looked sheepish and quickly moved to Tiffany's side. Winnie took a drink, savoring the smoky sharpness of the alcohol.
Maybe later I'll find another place, but I've decided to travel for a while, she told them after swallowing. I don't know for how long, but I've always wanted to see the country.
Country? As in cows and chickens and Garth Brooks?
Chet asked with a short laugh.
No, Winnie explained. Country as in this country, the United States. I've always wanted to see more of it, but except for going to Hawaii once in a while, your father wasn't interested.
But you and Dad traveled a lot, Tiffany protested.
Yes, but only to Hawaii and Europe, Winnie clarified. I want to see this country. I'm packing the car and hitting the road. Think of it as part of my bucket list.
Bucket list? Tiffany looked frightened now. Mark put a hand on her shoulder in comfort.
Are you sick, Mom?
Tiffany asked.
Is that what this is all about?
Winnie swung her legs over the side of the lounge and sat up.
No, not at all, she said with a laugh. In fact, I just had a complete physical, and the doctor said I'm not only healthy, but have the body of a much younger woman.
She paused and took another sip of her drink.
I just want to travel for a bit and think about my future. Financially, I'm secured enough, especially if I sell the house. I would like to find some sort of job or career eventually,